I can't know. Why this really matters to you, what this is really about for you. I can only know that for myself and for my clients and people I speak to, none of us strive to be softer, worse, slower, weaker. I don't know what are all the ways that being harder, better, faster, stronger will benefit you. But I'm betting that you do. And from what I've seen for myself and from working with clients, there are five massive reasons why this program is designed to work for you. And actually, there's a sixth overarching, more massive reason why I created this program this way that after these five we'll get to. So what are they? You'll see as we go deeper into each of the tracks, harder, better, faster, stronger, that we talk about the big reasons why putting these ideas to work can really benefit you. I want to do the same up front. We've already hit on some ideas of your intent and what benefits you might be seeking here. What are these five big reasons why? The first is to unleash your potential. See, we hear ideas like this all the time, don't we? How do you unlock your potential? How do you reach your potential? How do you become who you're destined to be? How do you be the best version of you? There's all sorts of ideas around this. And it's a very human desire, isn't it? Of course, none of us want to be limited and strive to be softer, worse, slower, weaker. But what does it mean to unleash our potential and how do we do it? See, ultimately we recognize that this is developing, isn't it? That often people say, I'm not into personal development. What are they into then? Undevelopment? Getting worse? I see us humans like a coiled spring. We're just waiting to be released, to take the governors off, to train ourselves to reach our potential. What does it take? If you think about the things that you've done in your life, when are those times that you were operating at your potential? When were those times that you expanded your potential? How did you develop yourself to do it this way? See, we honor pro athletes in our society, don't we? Because they're people who are always striving to be more, to reach more, to set new limits. Or we look at people who've built businesses and we see that there's so many ideas out there and there's so much potential in many different businesses. But what does it take to reach that new level? What about in your career or in sports or in your life? What's that more potential that you can have in your relationships? What's more potential joy that you can have in your life? So when you think about this point number one of unleashing your potential, what does it mean for you? What are the ways that you imagine you can release some of those things that have held you back and tap into more of this potential that's just coiled up and ready to spring in you? Point two, and this is often what people come to me for, to drive your best results. Because we're a very results-driven society, aren't we? If we look at the first point of unleashing your potential, a lot of the reason people say that is because they want to drive better results. Think of that Olympic athlete. If they can run faster, if they can go harder, if they can be better, if they can be stronger, what better results might they drive? In Better, we're going to talk about a famous piece of research called The Mundanity of Excellence from Dr. Daniel Chambliss, who followed around elite-level swimmers. What does it take to drive your best results? And what you'll see there is that it's very small improvements in quality. So it's not some massive change like somehow they worked at it five more hours a day. It's that the best swimmers We're focused on those tiny improvements in quality, unleashing your potential for driving better and better results. We all know this is true in business too, right? How can't you be better in your career or in your business if you can work harder? Or as we talk about in Harder, doing harder things. What about if you're harder? If you're more resilient? If you're able to persist? What more is possible for you in whatever arena of success that you target? How can you drive better results by going harder? And what about faster? Who in their right mind wants to target results slower? Who says they want to achieve a massive goal as slowly as they can? How many of us want to be held up by those things that get in the way of moving faster? We always talk about stuff like efficiency and effectiveness, don't we? Yet ultimately, what's it about? Getting those results you want by diving in, going harder, going better, and of course, being stronger. What results can you drive by being stronger? Emotionally stronger? Would it enable you to persist more? To lead better? To drive your business further? Does stronger for you come back to physically? To being physically strong, you can have more energy, more drive perhaps. Mentally stronger. What are those things that require more mental toughness that if you could be mentally stronger, you could drive better and better results? The third massive reason why here comes back to your process. See, and if you're deep in my work, you'll know that I talk all the time about process. The better your process, the better your results. And in track 3 on Better, we'll talk more specifically about this system for continuous improvement. My system for winning, system for doing what you want, which is about developing your absolute best process for driving your best results. So we often think about harder, better, faster, stronger as it relates to what results you drive. And unleashing your potential, what better process are you driving those results? So it's not just grinding it out. It's not somehow desperately trying to make it happen. Just gotta hustle. Well, how might you hustle harder? And even better than hustle, how might you go after your goals even better? Driving your absolute best process. Think about an auto production line. They don't just make cars by hustling harder, do they? Or working at it faster? They're focused on how specifically can you set up your absolute best process? And through running your best process, drive better results, output, yield, quality, because you've established a process of continuous improvement. Like the way that Toyota took over the auto industry with its game-changing Prius, the result of decades of continuous improvement. What sort of things hold you back in your process? Maybe in the goals you're driving, you feel yourself stuck, or being tentative, or avoiding those tasks that really matter. Like salespeople that I work with who are afraid to ask for the order. Or even in your life, like meeting Wonder Woman. Who are the men or women that you would have in your life if you could be faster? If you could get less stuck and just keep moving forward on those things that matter to you? What about doing it stronger? What are those processes that by doing it stronger, you're running a better process? See, and as I said earlier, not just so you drive better results, not just so you're unleashing your potential, but for the sake of it. How good does it feel to be operating better and better? To be running your best process? To look back, seeing that you're able to do things harder, go at them harder, do harder things, that you've improved, that you're better at what you used to do before. Might be something as basic as you increased your work rate in Microsoft Excel, and it feels good that you're able to do it better, driving a better process, driving better results. And this is the big why number four, that it is about driving better process, it is about driving better results, it is about unleashing your potential. But why do we feel so good? We're able to do this for ourselves. How good do we feel when we're operating at our best? How satisfying does it feel when you set your sights on a goal? And at first you look at it and you see that it's too hard for you. But you know this goal really matters for you. And so you decide to go for it anyway. And you ask yourself, how can you work at it harder? If it's hard, how do you work at it harder? If it requires you to do harder things, how do you step up to the task? If it requires you to be better, how good does it feel to be getting better? To look back and see that you can now do this thing faster. Like a friend of mine who drives race cars, yet so elated just from getting around the track a split second faster. How good does it feel when you can now do something faster and stronger? Who doesn't like that feeling of being stronger? To be able to physically lift something that you couldn't lift before. Metaphorically, to be able to carry a heavier load. To be able to take on a burden, like leadership or driving a business. To be stronger. The feeling of being stronger. For the sake of it, not just to drive better process, not just to drive better results, not just to unleash your potential. The feeling of what it's like to be harder, better, faster, stronger for yourself. And this is the massive why number five, for others too. See, if we think about this, it's one thing to be harder, better, stronger for ourselves. What does it mean to be harder, better, stronger for others? For your family. When your kids or spouse, or if you're single, anyone in your family is going through a hard time. How important is it for you to be strong for them? So not just to be strong for yourself, but for them. What about in leading an organization? Where you're responsible for all those people who work for you. For feeding them, for feeding their families. For the customers that you serve. It's not easy to lead, is it? And when it gets hard, how do you get harder? Because the mission matters. Not just for you or for your stock price or for your options or your compensation package. But because what you do matters for other people. How do you drive it harder? How do you drive it better? Retired, a client of mine spends her time sitting on boards, mostly of non-profits. And even though to some people that might seem like, well, you just show up for a meeting, if you take it seriously, you're asking yourself, what can you contribute? What value can you bring? How can you help them do what they do better? Whether it be corporate or non-profit, how do they better serve their customers, better serve their employees, better serve their communities? And how can you keep bringing them better and better and better so that everyone benefits? What about faster? How does you doing things faster benefit other people? A client is building a business that he believes in so much that humanity needs. He is a man on a mission, on an absolute tear, because he knows people need what he does. And he has to be able to deliver it to them now. It matters that he gets faster. And the context that we're going to keep coming back to faster isn't just like that production line efficiency and effectiveness, jamming out one more car faster. It's what are the ways that we get stuck? Where do we get stalled? Like Amazon, always seeking to deliver their products faster to their millions and millions and millions of customers. In what ways you being harder, better, faster benefits other people too? So these are five massive reasons why harder, better, faster, stronger for me and for people I've worked with and hopefully for you. What are the reasons that really matter to you? What will you be able to do? Is it about other people? Is it about feeling your best? Driving your best process? Achieving your best results? Unleashing your potential? What are some of the other reasons why harder, better, faster matters to you? And this leads us into this sixth, more massive reason, which is really where this began for me. When I stepped back at the hardest times in my career and life and realized that I needed something much better for me. As I mentioned earlier, before that, I thought that I had this stuff figured out. I'd already gotten to Goldman Sachs from working class nowhere, built a career on Wall Street, read thousands of books on personal development,